The opinions expressed in this program are for general information purposes only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual or any specific security. It is only intended to provide education about the financial industry. To determine which investments may be appropriate for you, consult your financial advisor prior to investing. Any past performance discussed during this program is no guarantee of future results. Any indices referenced for comparison are unmanaged and cannot be invested into directly. As always, please remember investing involves risk and possible loss of principal capital. Please seek advice from a licensed professional. Bulwark Capital Management is an investment advisor representative of Clear Creek Financial Management, a registered investment advisor.
Welcome to Know Your Risk Radio with Zach Abraham on AM 770 KTTH. Whether it's preservation of capital or an aggressive growth strategy, every investor needs a clearly defined risk profile. Know Your Risk Radio is brought to you by Bulwark Capital Management, helping families navigate the ever-changing and often treacherous financial markets. Know Your Risk Radio starts now. Here's your host, Zach Abraham.
All right. Thanks for joining us. Welcome to the show. This is Zach Abraham, Chief Investment Officer at Bulwark Capital Management. And as always, I like to think anyway, we got a great show planned for you today. Several good segments. Going to go a little bit off script again. And not talk so much about the particulars of investing, but you know, focus more on the economics and what's driving things. And I'm going to shoot from the hip a little bit. I just, you know, we talk about it every week, and I think it's imperative that people have an understanding. I'm having a lot of talks to clients, and by the way, we've had a great response to the book. Removing the risk from your retirement, and we actually ran out of copies. met with a couple guys. We had to run a couple last second flimsy copies to fill in the blanks, and I asked for your guys' apologies. Gary, I don't know if he's listening to the show today, but I dropped him off a kind of a butchered version of it because we were out of the main versions. But anyway, we remind everybody to go to knowyourriskradio.com or give us a call at 866-779-RISK. And take a look at how we're removing and limiting risk in retirement for our clients. And that brings us, you know, I think it's a great entry right into the first segment, right? We always start with the market update and want to talk about, you know, what's going on. What I will tell you, I'm going to start off with kind of an anecdotal warning. And the warning is that some of our own clients, a lot of the people that I speak to, I'm watching it seemingly every week, the excitement and the optimism of retail investors going up. And I want to remind you that when markets are hitting all-time highs, it doesn't mean that we're on the verge of a collapse. But investing, we need to think backwards. We need to think opposite. Okay, now is not the time to be piling on risk. Now is not the time to be piling into stocks. Stocks have gone up at the average rate of 20% a year for the last 8 years. Now, people might go, yeah, that's why we got to get in there. No. That's not the way markets work, guys. And what goes up must come down. And we've got to look at history to be a guide of what, you know, what happens in the future, right? And we all know that. We all know that history repeats in cycles. Markets do not go up forever. Now, again, this goes back to our diversification talk all the time, right? That's why we have diversification. We're not trying to predict when markets fall. We're not trying to predict when they rise. You know what we're doing? We're just sitting back and we're looking for opportunities. We want to buy when things are low, and we want to sell and limit exposure when they get really expensive. It's common sense. But there's an old adage in investing that the hardest thing in the world to do is sit and watch your neighbor get rich. Right. So if we're not in the market or we're not invested as aggressively as we could be, and we're seeing the market go up every day, and people at the office are talking about making money, and oh, my account's up this percent, and da da. Look, you've got to block it out. This is a long game, but The other important aspect of that is this is why we need retirement planning. Remember, the goal in investing and saving for retirement is not to build the biggest pile of money that we possibly can. I know that sounds counterintuitive, okay? But the goal for investing in retirement, especially when we're within 5 to 10 years of retirement, and if we're closer than that, it's even more of a no-brainer. We are saving and investing to fund retirement, which is a very different thing. A lot of these investors out there that are talking about, you know, you got to ride the ups and downs and, you know, the Warren Buffetts of the world and as brilliant as they are. Remember, they're not saving and investing to fund retirement. They're running businesses. It's a very different thing. And if you're looking at your picture and you're retiring in 2 or 3 years and you're sitting there going, you know, if I lose 40% of my assets between now and retirement, I'm not going to be able to retire. I'm not going to be able to retire the way I want to. Then don't position yourself in a way that you can lose 40%. Especially if retirement is right there. This is not, I don't know what markets are going to do tomorrow. I don't know what they're going to do 6 months from now. Nobody does. What I can tell you is this is not the time to get aggressive. We want to get aggressive in years like 08 and 09. I've told you guys before, you know, my easiest year of investing was May of 2009 to May of 2010. Average retail account in that 12-month period of time doubled. And it's not because we're brilliant. It's because it was easy. You got great companies. We had companies paying 13% dividends with good balance sheets because the stock had been beaten down so much. Those are times when we want to get aggressive. And yet I see investors getting sucked in right and left, increasing the amount of they've got in the market. We should be decreasing the amount we got in the market, especially if we've been in it. If you've gotten this run up over the last 8 years, now's the time to be taking risk off the table, especially if it fits into your retirement plan. And that's why I go back to the retirement plan. What are we planning for? What is the lifestyle that we want to live in retirement? Do you know? Do you know how much your pile of assets should produce you in retirement? Okay, these are things that we need to put into place. You know, you heard the old adage, aim small, miss small. If we don't know what the end game is for our investments, and we don't know the level of retirement income we're going to need in the first year, the fifth year, and the 10th year of our retirement, then how in the world can we possibly invest our assets accordingly? Because that's what the assets are for. They're to fund retirement. So that should be the backdrop. Okay, so that's my spiel. I'm going to get off my soapbox here and just go to the market update and just take a look at things. You know, one of the things we're watching really closely right now is crude oil. And listen, the reason we watch crude oil, again, not trying to predict where it goes, that's a fool's game, but one of the reasons we keep an eye on crude oil is crude oil doesn't lie, okay? And what I mean by that is we can look a lot of different economic indicators, and quite frankly, you know, what is it? The three forms of lies. There's lies, there's dang lies, and there's statistics. The word isn't dang, but you know, I don't want to be throwing out curse words on the radio here. But what we mean by that is you can manipulate numbers and you can look at statistics to pretty much back up any viewpoint you've got. And when we do analytics, and we provide a lot of this information in the book, we try to look at a broad scope of analytics to give us a picture, because you can what we call goal seek. You can look around for statistics until you find something that fits your theory or your narrative that you're spinning. But oil is really an interesting one, because oil is a direct insight to economic growth. Okay, and we have record surplus supplies of oil, meaning it's not getting used up. And I don't think demand with oil is falling off a cliff, but it's not increasing. It's not increasing at the pace that it should be to justify markets at all-time highs. It's not really increasing at all, which is a problem. Now, that matches up perfectly with the rest of the economic data. You know, we've got global growth. You guys have heard me talk about this. Global growth rates at the lowest rate since 1958. Our economy grew 0.7% in the first half. We've been sub 2% for last year. I think the year before we were right at 2. So our growth is low, global growth is low, oil demand is low. All those things are matching up. What's not matching up is the price, prices of stocks. Okay? And just, we've got to be careful. We've got to goal seek. We've got to make sure that what we're doing is matched up to what the goals for our money is, money are. And to do that, we've got to have goals for our money. The other thing that we're watching right now in the market is consolidation at the top. The top companies, the Apples, Googles, Netflix, the biggest companies on the market right now are driving all the gains. All the money is flooding into these things, and they're historically expensive. Does it mean it's going to collapse? No. What does it mean? Careful, cautious, proceed with caution. Because the closer we are to retirement, the less we can afford to take losses. Keep that in mind. This is science. It's math. It's not an opinion. So that's the market update. We're going to get into some great segments here. We're going to talk a little bit about Warren Buffett. We're going to talk about a lot of prognostications going on in the marketplace right now. And we're going to talk about diversification, what it really means and why it's necessary. And we're also going to talk about China. I think China is one of the most misunderstood things in global economics and politics right now. And I've got some really interesting insights and some data on China that people need to be aware of. Again, it's the second largest economy in the world. It affects your retirement, whether you want to know it or not. And we need to look outside the bounds of just the United States. We live in a global economy, and it's imperative that we understand what's going on. So stick with us. Thanks for joining us. As always, give us a call, 866-779-RISK. Set up a free risk review and hear how we put together portfolios for our clients, focusing on the lowering of risk, increasing performance, and lowering cost. And we do it every day, guys. I'm not just saying it. And you can also go to the website at knowyourriskradio.com, sign up for a risk review there, sign up for our new booklet. Anyway, thanks for joining us. Got to take a quick break. You're listening to Know Your Risk Radio on AM 770 KTTH. Are you worried that another market collapse, like the ones we experienced in 2000 and 2008, could constrain, alter, or permanently delay your ideal retirement? If so, give us a call and request our complimentary booklet entitled Common Sense Investing, Removing the Risks from Your Retirement. In it, we'll show you how you can 100% guarantee your retirement portfolio against loss while still participating in market gains. In fact, many of our clients have experienced gains of 30% or more over the past 4 years while being 100% guaranteed against loss. Stocks, bonds, and real estate are all at record highs. And if it keeps going, great, you'll keep going up with it. But if it doesn't, and we're on the cusp of another big crash, your retirement plans won't be affected. Call right now and get our complimentary booklet called Common Sense Investing, Removing the Risk from Your Retirement. And like our most well-known client, Dory Monson, says, go from retirement hoping to retirement planning. So call now for your free copy at 866-779-RISK. Again, 866-779-RISK.
You're listening to Know Your Risk Radio with Zach Abraham, Chief Investment Officer at Bulwark Capital Management.
Welcome back to Know Your Risk Radio. And thanks for sticking with us. I'm assuming some of you have stuck with us. I hope you didn't just, you know, every time we come back from break, it's not new listeners. I hope somebody sticks around and listens. Like I said before, you know, I realize we're not Rush or Medved, not quite the name recognition, but nevertheless, the goal is, you know, we work a little bit differently. You probably noticed that by listening to the show. Our show's not an infomercial. And in radio, it's really interesting because a lot of these shows are like infomercials because there's been extensive market research and studying, and that format is better for getting people to call in. It really is. We do things differently with the show. Well, we do things differently with everything. But, you know, granted, we want people to call in and become clients. We want to grow the business, obviously. You know, but the other thing is we approach things a little bit differently. Our attitude, and we talked about this last week, our attitude has always been, and a lot of this is from my days at Pacific Lutheran University playing for Frosty Westering, who, if you don't know him, he's the 10th winningest all-time coach in college football history. Great man. And, you know, we always talked about that success really is a culmination of doing the right things, right? We focus on the end result all the time, but we don't have any control over the end result. What we need to make sure is that we're controlling the little steps every single day, the little things that add up to the right things. So that's one of the reasons we do this format. It's one of the reasons that people tell us all the time, you know, you could get more business and more people calling in if you did that infomercial type format. And, you know, that's not the way we view it. We view it, we want to do the right thing. We want to give people, even people that don't call in, we want to give you information to hopefully improve your investing outcomes and improve your retirement security. And, you know, we're a firm believer that if we're doing the right things and we're providing valuable information and helping people, that the business side of it's going to take care of itself. So, you know, that's why we take the approach that we do. And that's why you hear me talk about the things that we talk about. And it's not just a constant sales pitch. Now, like I said, don't let that stop you from calling in. We'd love to have new clients, especially clients we get off KTTH. It's one of the reasons we've been working with KTTH. And, you know, it's just easier to work with people that see the world you do, the way you do. And you know, that's that KTTH market fits perfectly. You know, I've been a longtime listener at KTTH, obviously. And so anyway, that's the goal of the show. And so I want to get into it. I want to talk about Warren Buffett. Now, when we talk about Warren Buffett, I want to put the politics aside from it, because regardless of what we think of his politics, and don't get me wrong, you know, I can find a lot to disagree with him on. But his results as an investor are, you can't deny it. Over the long run, nobody has compounded money at the rate that Warren Buffett has. And you'd be a fool not to take advantage of what he's saying and what he's talking about. And one of the biggest things that we like to do is when you're listening to somebody like Warren Buffett, you also have to listen to what he says through a lens. You know, he realizes that a lot of people are listening to him, and he realizes that he has a lot of sway. You know, he's recognized around the world as the greatest investor of all time. And, you know, he's an ardent supporter of America. He's a big believer in America. And again, I don't want to get into the politics of it, because politics definitely feed into finance and economics and investing and everything. But if we look at everything through a political lens, we won't listen to guys like Warren Buffett or even George Soros, who I personally find deplorable in terms of a lot of the things that he believes and supports politically. But again, why do I read his books? Why do I research him? Because he's brilliant. He's a brilliant investor. And money doesn't care how it's made. Now, we want to be ethical about it. But if you don't pay, you know, if we only listen to the people we agree with, you know, we're missing half the story. So listening to Warren Buffett at the annual meeting, the Berkshire Hathaway annual meeting, you know, he talks about passive investing and says it's good for investors. And I tend to agree with him a lot in general. I think it's much better, you know, just buying the index, going up with the stocks, than individual, you know, people on their 401ks or in their IRAs trying to pick individual stocks. Again, I try to remind people that picking stocks and investing is not a measure of intelligence. But you got to remember that you're competing against professionals. And do you spend 80 hours a week researching this stuff and reading economic reports and all? If you don't, then you probably should not be out there picking stocks. You know, it's like walking out there at safe, you know, you hit a couple nice, you know, balls playing with your kid in the backyard, you know, baseball, practicing baseball, and then you hit a couple nice ones and you think, okay, I'm going to saunter out there onto Safeco Field and go up there against Felix, right? It's probably not going to be a good result. And investing is the same way. And I apply a lot of that to us. You know, do we have individual stocks for our investors? Yes, for some of them. But we confine the stock picks to the areas that we really understand. Because I don't have the resources. I'm not a $300 billion firm like a Goldman Sachs or a Morgan Stanley or something like that. We got to know our limitations. So getting back to the Warren Buffett story, you know, I always sit there and say, don't listen to this applies to everybody, right? Don't listen necessarily to what people say. Look at what they do. And for those of you that think that we're on the cusp of an economic breakout, or that you've got to be in the market, or, you know, you're missing out on the run, or whatever the case may be, if you feel urgency to increase your exposure to stocks because of where we're at, take a look at Warren Buffett. Berkshire Hathaway, his company right now, has about a $400 billion market cap. And they currently have almost $100 billion in cash sitting on the balance sheet. That happens to be the highest percentage of cash compared to the size of the company that Berkshire's ever had sitting on the balance sheet. And it's the highest nominal amount, meaning they've never had that high of an amount, just period. Well, why would Warren Buffett be sitting on a 25%, an amount of cash that makes up, that is equivalent to 25% of the size of his entire company? And that's a lot of cash, guys. And if you 25% of your portfolio is sitting in cash, that is a, that's saying something, okay? Why is he sitting in so much cash? I can tell you it's not because he sees a lot of good value out there, okay? We know that for sure. Now, having said that, is it possible we wake up next Wednesday morning or next Thursday morning or whatever, and you sit there and start laughing because I'm talking about this today, and we hear that Berkshire's bought another company for 50? Yeah, it's possible. But if the greatest investor of all time is sitting on 25% cash in his portfolio, that tells you all you need to know. And again, he's not trying to predict the future. What he's acknowledging by sitting in 25% cash is that he's acknowledging what I'm talking about every single weekend on the show, which is stocks are historically expensive, especially here in the United States. That does not mean they're going to crash. But we do not like to buy assets when they are at all-time highs. And if you don't believe me, go back and see what your investment returns are had you bought at any point. Break the market up into decades, okay? And go look back and see what you would have, what your investment performance would be had you bought stocks or gone more heavily into the market every single time the market was within 10 or 15% of its all-time high in that decade. Your returns would be awful. But that's what I'm seeing investors do all the time. Oh, we got to get into the market because it's ran. Yes, it's ran, as in past tense. This is why we've got to think oppositely about things. Having said that, like you hear me say all the time, that doesn't mean we run for the hills. It doesn't mean we cash everything out. We don't know what's going to happen. But what it does do is it emphasizes risk management and it emphasizes diversification. We've got to be careful. And I think that that story about Warren Buffett, and if you don't believe me, go pull up Berkshire Hathaway. Just pull it up, BRKA. As the symbol, that's the A shares, $245,000 a share. It's pretty crazy. But go look at how much cash he's got sitting there. You can see it for yourself. You don't have to take my word for it. And ask yourself, why would a guy like Warren Buffett, when markets are at all-time highs and all-time high valuations, have 25% of his money sitting in cash? I can tell you why. He thinks there's a good opportunity coming up at some point in the near future where he's going to be able to buy assets at a substantially cheaper price. What does that mean translated to us? That means he thinks that markets are going to go down, which they have to at some point. That's what they do. And again, we're not trying to predict when, but we want to make sure we've got some powder dry. We want to make sure we're not overexposed. And when do we get aggressive? We get aggressive when everybody else is panicking. When valuations and markets are dropping, when everybody thinks the market's going to zero, that's when we get aggressive. Not now. We'll get our shot. You got to be patient. In the meantime, what do we want to do? We want to limit risk and we want to limit cost, right? But we also want to make sure we're positioned in such a way that we're at least participating. Maybe we're not getting all of the market, but we're at least participating. We're moving up with it, but we're protected when it goes back down. And guys, that's what we do. That's the message you hear me talking about every single week. So give us a call, 866-779-RISK. We can set up a free risk review portfolio over the phone and walk through things with you and compare where you're at and where we're at and, you know, how we can save you money, how we can improve performance. You can also call in and get the free, you know, booklet about reducing risk in retirement or eliminating risk in retirement. And, you know, I think it's a great resource everybody could benefit from. So stick with us. We got some other great stuff we want to come up. I want to talk about in the next segment about prognostications because there's it. Anyway, we'll get into it. I don't want to cheat it. I just want to tease it a little bit. Stick with us. There's a lot of crazy prognostications and I want to approach each one and talk about it. And I think it dovetails perfectly into what we were just talking about with Berkshire Hathaway and Warren Buffett. So thanks for sticking with us. Again, give us a call, 866-779-RISK, and we'll be right back. You're listening to Know Your Risk Radio on AM 770 KTTH. Are you worried that another market collapse, like the ones we experienced in 2000 and 2008, could constrain, alter, or permanently delay your ideal retirement? If so, give us a call and request our complimentary booklet entitled Common Sense Investing, Removing the Risks from Your Retirement. In it, we'll show you how you can 100% guarantee your retirement portfolio against loss while still participating in market gains. In fact, many of our clients have experienced gains of 30% or more over the past 4 years while being 100% guaranteed against loss. Stocks, bonds, and real estate are all at record highs. And if it keeps going, great, you'll keep going up with it. But if it doesn't, and we're on the cusp of another big crash, your retirement plans won't be affected. Call right now and get our complimentary booklet called Common Sense Investing, Removing the Risk from Your Retirement. And like our most well-known client, Dory Monson, says, go from retirement hoping to retirement planning. So call now for your free copy at 866-779-RISK. Again, 866-779-RISK.
You're listening to Know Your Risk Radio with Zach Abraham, Chief Investment Officer at Bulwark Capital Management.
All right, welcome back to the show. Thanks for sticking with us. This is Zach Abraham, Chief Investment Officer of Bulwark Capital Management. And last segment, we talked about Berkshire Hathaway and Warren Buffett. And just to clarify, if you want to look that up and verify the information we're talking about, he has about $96 billion in cash sitting on the balance sheet. And we get that number by looking at short-term investments and cash equivalents. So I want to just clear that up, because if you go look at the balance sheet, you'll go, well, there's only $25 billion in cash. Well, yeah, but short-term investments are like T-bills. You know, he's sitting there collecting his 1% or so on that money. So that's what we're looking at. Cash, when we want to know how much cash a company has on its balance sheets, you don't want to just look at cash. You also want to look at short-term investments. And it's a current asset, meaning it's liquid right now. So that's what we're talking about. And to jump right into it, because I don't want to waste a bunch of time, we want to get into prognostications, because I've heard some great ones lately. And what this has to do with is every time markets get to a place where we feel that they're overvalued or they've run too far, there's a human behavior side of it. Because listen, I don't want markets to go down. I want everybody to understand that. I am not a bearish person. I'm actually a very optimistic person. I think you have to be in investing, honestly. And there's some people that have some dour outlooks, and people call them, oh, you're just negative or you're a pessimist. No, I think when you're a fiduciary and you're charged of being a steward for your client's money, I think that you need to look at things a little bit differently. I think that you need to not always assume the best. I think the number one rule of managing other people's money and being a fiduciary and a steward of their money is to first and prime, you know, it's sort of like the Hippocratic Oath, do no harm. And the first thing we want to make sure is that we're not exposing our clients to unacceptable levels of risk. And how do we define that? That if we define it simply by, or is the portfolio that we're recommending or the investments we're recommending, if it doesn't go right, does it open up our client to a life-altering or a retirement-altering result, meaning a catastrophic loss? And we need to determine what that amount is. And we need to determine how much money needs to be there at retirement date. And we need to position the portfolio accordingly. Like I said, if you've got a retirement plan that, according to history, works 85% of the time, that's not good enough. You've got one retirement. You need to have a 100% success ratio, right? Now, not when you're 45, because you got 20 years. But when we get within 10 years and then 5 years and closer, that's when that certainty needs to be ratcheted up and the risk needs to be dialed down. So let's get into the prognostications. And like I was starting to say earlier, one of the things we see, and it goes back to 2007 and it goes back to 1999. And when I'm saying this, I don't want you to interpret me saying, don't listen to these people. I think that a couple of them have some brilliant insights. I think they've done marvelous in their professions. I think they're very good at what they do. But that being said, everybody is subject or potentially subject to the whole gold fever thing, right? Markets are at all-time highs. It's different this time. It's going to keep running. want to address the prognostications, because we're hearing a lot of that come out now. And a lot of this big talk always comes out at the peak of cycles, right? In 1999, if you go back to the tech boom, the story then was, look, you can't just look at revenue and profits. We live in a different world. These are tech companies. The internet's booming. You know, profits and revenue, that doesn't matter anymore. What we need to focus on are eyeballs. We need to focus on how many clicks this company gets on their website per day, because that's really the indicator. And one of the biggest proponents of this was a guy who's done a great job at managing money over the year. Again, I don't mean to denigrate him. I have a lot of respect for the guy. But Jim Cramer, right on CNBC, Mad Money, Booyah, you know that guy? He came out in an interview. I was just reading a transcript of it the other day. You can go home and Google Jim Cramer top 10 picks for the year 2000. I think that's what the Google was, or what I Googled. But anyway, look into it. It's not hard to find it. But I think it's important to note that 10 of the companies that he listed as the top 10 companies to own in the next decade, in the year 2000, excuse me, 8 of the companies he listed as top 10 companies to own are out of business. They don't exist. And he was saying in this speech he was giving about how we can't look at revenue and profit and all that other kind of stuff, and we've got to pay attention to clicks and eyeball. Okay, that was the story then. Well, what happened? We found out that, you know what, there isn't a new type of technology that just is able to, you know, race away from the long-term realities of what investing has been. There is no new paradigm. It's not different this time. You know, over the next 6 months after he said that, the NASDAQ dropped 85% and the S&P was down 50. Okay? So now we fast forward to 2007. What was it then? There's a new paradigm now. Housing is different this time. We don't think housing going up by 8% a year is unsustainable. As a matter of fact, we think it can appreciate that far into the future, even though it's only average between 1.5% to 2.5% a year going back 100 years. It's different this time. What did we find out? Painfully, we found out that, no, that's not the case. Housing won't just go up 8%, which is simple, right? If you sit down and you start looking at a house, and you start extrapolating out 8% annual growth for the house, if that went on for another 7 or 8 years at that point, nobody would be able to afford a house. If wages are growing at 1.5% to 2% a year, how can house prices appreciate at 8% a year? It's just basic math. But people want to believe the euphoric story. We want to believe that, you know, this time is different. We want to believe that we can fly, right? We want to believe the great result or the blow off top or the culmination of, you know, it's different this time and we're all going to be rich. It's easier to believe that. But again, getting back to my fiduciary responsibility and the way we look at it, Bulwark, that's a period of time where I need to step in and provide sobriety to the conversation for our clients and say, look, if this happens, you're going to be good no matter what you own. Okay, so what is it that we need to do? We need to prepare and position you so that you're okay if it doesn't happen or if the opposite happens. So without further ado, let's get into the prognostication. So that first one was Jim Cramer in the year 2000. Pull it up. Another one I read recently was by a guy named Rick Edelman. You've probably heard him on the radio. He's on the radio all the time. Again, I respect Rick. He's done a good job for a lot of his clients. He manages a lot of money. But in an interview this last week, he said that by 2030, that the Dow Jones Industrial Average will be at 100,000. And if he's wrong, if it's not at 100,000, that's because it'll be at 150,000. Now, this is a tough one to unpack. Again, this is right in line with what we see at the top of markets, right? I've seen multiple calls for guys saying the next stop for the Dow is 50,000. That prognostication by Rick Edelman, that's by far the furthest one out there. But what I want to try to tell you guys is this. First of all, you got to take that with a giant block of salt, not just a grain. And the reason why I say that is it's not mathematically possible. If he's right and the market goes that far, which means the market has to appreciate by 5x, five times its current levels over the next 12 years, which has never happened in history. And remember, we're talking about a market that has averaged 20% annual gains over the last 8. So he's talking about 20+% 20-40% annual gains over a 2-decade period of time. It's not possible, guys. The market would break. If that happened, as weird as, and I don't have time to get into the economics of it, but if that happened, something would be horribly wrong. It wouldn't be a good thing. It would mean the value of the dollar plummeted or something else crazy happened, because it's not possible. Companies cannot, you cannot grow that fast. Even China can't grow that fast. It's just, it's ridiculous. It is one of the most irresponsible statements I've ever heard. And just turn the TV on. You'll hear people talking about this all the time. Why we're going to infinity and beyond. Why we're going to 100,000. Why we're going to 50,000. Why, guys, we've had 20% annual growth for 8 straight years. Warren Buffett has 25% of Berkshire Hathaway's money sitting in cash right now. It's just not going to happen. Will it get there someday? Yeah, I think it will. I just think it's on a much longer timeline, and there's going to be a lot of big dips and a lot of big scary moments between now and then. And if you're retired during those periods of time, you got to rely on your money at that point. Okay, so you can't just let it float and just say, oh, we'll get there one day. We're not planning for one day. Most of you know within 12 months here, give or take, of when you're going to retire. We need to be planning for that day, which means that our investments need to have a much higher level of certainty. It's just common sense, right? And I just, look, most of you aren't going to call. Most of you aren't going to become clients. That's fine. But if you get nothing else from us, now is not the time to be chasing returns. Okay, now is the time to be focused on capital preservation and going back to your retirement plan. What are we saving for? Why are we investing? So give us a call, 866-779-RISK. You can set up a risk review, talk to me on the phone. We can go over and compare what you're currently invested in and contrast that with how we'd have you positioned. You can also go to knowyourriskradio.com, check us out there. And call to get our reducing or eliminating risk in retirement or risk-free retirement, the new book that we've got out. But anyway, we got to run, take a break. I've gone a little bit over here. So thanks for joining us and stick with us through the break. Got a couple more good segments going to come up. Really want to talk about China. Stick with us. It's something everybody needs to hear. You're listening to Know Your Risk Radio on AM 770 KTTH. Are you worried that another market collapse, like the ones we experienced in 2000 and 2008, could constrain, alter, or permanently delay your ideal retirement? If so, give us a call and request our complimentary booklet entitled Common Sense Investing, Removing the Risks from Your Retirement. In it, we'll show you how you can 100% guarantee your retirement portfolio against loss while still participating in market gains. In fact, many of our clients have experienced gains of 30% or more over the past 4 years while being 100% guaranteed against loss. Stocks, bonds, and real estate are all at record highs. And if it keeps going, great, you'll keep going up with it. But if it doesn't, and we're on the cusp of another big crash, your retirement plans won't be affected. Call right now and get our complimentary booklet called Common Sense Investing, Removing the Risk from Your Retirement. And like our most well-known client, Dory Monson, says, go from retirement hoping to retirement planning. So call now for your free copy at 866-779-RISK. Again, 866-779-RISK.
You're listening to Know Your Risk Radio with Zach Abraham, Chief Investment Officer at Bulwark Capital Management.
Welcome back to the show. And thank you for sticking with us. If you did, and if you didn't, if you just joined, welcome to the show. And want to jump right in. Last segment, we were talking about prognostications, people predicting the market's going to go sky high. Talked about Warren Buffett. And now I want to get into diversification. And I always get ideas of things to talk about in the show based on conversations and meetings we're having with existing clients or potential clients. Because, you know, for me, doing this for a living and being on the other side of the desk, it's always when you do anything for a living, your perspective is different, right? You view it differently. And that's why I love meeting with the listeners, because it helps me, you know, get back in touch and understand, the way you're looking at it from the other side of the table, which, you know, believe it or not, we take that very seriously in terms of, you know, we've had clients come up with great investing ideas. You know, we're not the only guys that know how to do this. And so it's not arrogantly I say that at all, but it's just based on, you know, hearing that, hearing the feedback and the fears and the aspirations of, you know, our clients helps us stay in touch and helps us keep a keep an eye on things. And for me, it gives me great topics to talk to you guys about on the show, because, you know, if our clients are worried about it, you probably are too. So, you know, had a lot of our clients sitting there worried about the market going higher, worried that they're not keeping up with it. And I always remind them, I go, look at your account, look at your statement. We're doing just fine. We're going up too, right? And diversification works on both sides of it. Know your risk. We're always talking about risk management. Well, one part of diversification is if markets continue to go higher. Remember, again, we're not trying to predict where market's going. We're not trying to predict market crashes. That's history has proven over and over and over again that that's impossible. However, history has also proven over and over and over that, like with all things with numbers, everything reverts to the mean. Meaning when something is really good or above its normal average, enjoy it while it lasts, because it won't. The average exists for a reason, right? Conversely, when something is below its norm and it's horrible and it looks like it's going to last forever, take solace in the fact that you know it won't. It's going to return to the norm, right? The perfect examples of that are 2009 and today, right? Today, all-time highs, close to all-time high valuations, and some metrics, all-time high valuations. Conversely, 2009, market was in the tank, the world was going to end, companies were going out of business. Like with most things, the truth lies somewhere in the middle, because data always reverts back to the mean, and economics and markets are the exact same. And this is why diversification is important, because when we hear diversification, we think about managing risk. And when we think about risk, we think about losses. But risk also exists on the upside. For instance, if you move all your money out of the stock market and you put it in your savings account, what risk are you running? You're no longer running a risk of loss, but you're running a risk of loss in terms of, you know, how you measure up against everybody else. Because if the market is up 20% in that year, you know, you missed out on a 20% gain. Now, maybe that doesn't fit into your long-term investment, you know, goal anyway. But what I'm saying is that there's also risk to the upside, which is why we diversify, right? And how do we determine diversification? We determine diversification levels and, you know, how much money we should have in safe things and how much money we should have in stocks. We determine that. And in my opinion, one of the most frustrating things, again, if you've listened to the show before, you've heard me talk about this, one of my most frustrating parts of working for some of the big firms on Wall Street was the fact that diversification, first of all, you should never have anything other than stocks and bonds. It was like those were the only two investments that existed in the world for retail people, as far as those firms were concerned. And second of all, what determined to them the amount of stocks and bonds you should have, the percentages, was purely based on your age, regardless of your long-term outlook, which just seemed crazy to me and still does. How should we determine diversification? The biggest thing should be, A, how much money do you have? How much money are you planning to spend in retirement? When is your retirement? And when will you need to start drawing on those funds? That should determine what it is. That should determine how your money is allocated. If you're retiring in 6 months and based off today's valuations, you have just enough money to retire, you should be very conservatively positioned, meaning the majority of your money should be positioned in such a way that it can't lose. Why? Because you're starting your retirement in 6 months. You have no time to recover from a loss. And we've got a market at all-time highs. We want to exercise caution. Again, we're not predicting a collapse, but what we're doing is we're taking the one thing you've worked all these years and saved all this money and been diligent about retirement. So we're taking the one risk off the table that could permanently alter or, you know, hinder your retirement, which if you think about it, should make perfect sense. What's the one outcome we can't live with? It's not being able to retire. Okay, so if you're within 6 months or a year, let's take that possibility off the table. Let's position you in such a way that no matter what happens in the market, you're good to go, right? The flip side of that is that's also probably going to include stocks or mutual funds or ETFs. Why? Because again, like I said, I don't have a crystal ball either. We got to have full tilt diversification. And the diversification, how those assets are allocated, should be determined on your personal situation. Yeah, I sit down with clients all the time that'll be the same age, have relatively the same amount of money, and will have completely different portfolios. Why? Because they got completely different lives. Different spending levels, different goals. Some of them want to fund grandkids' retirement or college funds. Some don't have grandkids. So should they have the same portfolio? Heck no. Especially not at this level. Now, when you get to a place like 2009, when the whole world is falling apart and stocks are close to record low valuations, that's a time where I'm going to step on the gas and be a little bit more pushy about how much money we have in stocks. Again, not trying to predict, but it's value. Warren Buffett, buy low, sell high, right? And trust me, I'm not trying to oversimplify it. Much easier said than done. But that's why I really believe that, first of all, everybody needs a retirement plan, and everybody also needs to figure out what their risk profile is, what their individual situation states. How much of that money that you currently have invested do you need to protect based on when you're going to retire? If you don't know that, how do you know if you're invested properly? Well, I'm invested for growth. Great. Do you need growth? When do you need to start taking money out of your retirement account? These, you know, we can't know what we're shooting at until we define the target. Aim small, miss small. You know, the easiest way to hit a target is make sure you're sighted in properly. But you got to know where the target is. The way that we approach this is through something that we refer to as the retirement red zone. What's the retirement red zone? I don't have time to go. We got a break coming up, but give us a call. We'll explain to you what the retirement red zone is and how we build that in to, you know, putting together portfolios for our clients and, you know, trying to provide more certainty to that retirement goal. And so it's super basic. And I whenever we sit down with clients, the light goes on. They go, oh, that makes perfect sense. Yeah, it does. So anyway, give us a call, 866-779-RISK. We can tell you about the retirement red zone. We can do a risk review. You can also order the free retirement booklet we just came out with a couple weeks ago. And stick with us because we want to talk about China and how it pertains to you in the next segment. And it's something everybody should understand and know about. So thanks for listening. You're listening to Know Your Risk Radio on AM 770 KTTH. Are you worried that another market collapse, like the ones we experienced in 2000 and 2008, could constrain, alter, or permanently delay your ideal retirement? If so, give us a call and request our complimentary booklet entitled Common Sense Investing, Removing the Risks from Your Retirement. In it, we'll show you how you can 100% guarantee your retirement portfolio against loss while still participating in market gains. In fact, many of our clients have experienced gains of 30% or more over the past 4 years while being 100% guaranteed against loss. Stocks, bonds, and real estate are all at record highs. And if it keeps going, great, you'll keep going up with it. But if it doesn't, and we're on the cusp of another big crash, your retirement plans won't be affected. Call right now and get our complimentary booklet called Common Sense Investing, Removing the Risk from Your Retirement. And like our most well-known client, Dory Monson, says, go from retirement hoping to retirement planning. So call now for your free copy at 866-779-RISK. Again, 866-779-RISK.
You're listening to Know Your Risk Radio with Zach Abraham, Chief Investment Officer at Bulwark Capital Management.
All right. Thanks for joining us. China. Want to talk about China. And I'm getting right into it. We don't have a lot of time left on the show. And I want to make sure we talk about this because I think probably the number one thing that clients always ask me is, you know, what is it that concerns you? Okay, so let's lay out the facts. We all know that growth is growing far below its long-term average, right? No one's going to refute that. Even Rick Edelman of the world that's forecasting that the Dow is going to be at 150,000 by the year 2030. we're growing below trend. Everybody knows that. And what is the biggest, fastest growing economy in the world? It's China. They're the second largest economy in the world. And they're growing at an annualized rate of about 6.8% a year, okay? So what we know is that China is making up a disproportionately large amount of global economic growth. And again, you know, you hear me say all the time, we're not a show about opinions. We don't invest based on opinions. We invest and we talk about facts. So we know that China, like I said, is making up a disproportionate amount of the growth in the world. Is that a problem? Well, it all depends. Is it sustainable? The people that argue that it's sustainable will talk to you about 1.1 billion people, and what is it, only 250 million or 300 million are out of what, you know, the poverty rate. So they talk about all these other people coming online and all that other kind of stuff. And look, that's anecdotal. That is not fact-based commentary, right? Because that's so subjective. Do viewpoints like that matter over 30, 40, 50-year timelines? Absolutely. You know, for instance, 25 years from now, do I think China's stock market and economy is going to be bigger than it is? Absolutely. I'm not making that argument. But where are we now, right? If we're retiring in 5 years, we're retiring in 3 years, 2 years, whatever, where are we now? What's likely to happen in the future? And here's what we know. So I want to approach this on a fact-based basis. China's economy is about $10.5 trillion, give or take a little bit here and there. Ours is about $18.5 trillion. So we're about 80% larger. They're almost about, they're just over half the size of our economy. Second largest in the world. Now, remember I said they're growing at about a 6.8% annual growth rate. Well, where is that growth coming from? Well, I think it's really instructive. And I think we all learned this lesson in 2008, 2009. We don't just want to pay attention to asset prices. We want to pay attention to what is creating asset prices, right? So if we apply that logic to 2008, 2009, and we all know this in hindsight, it wasn't just that real estate was in a bubble. Why was it in a bubble? Because stupid lending practices were taking place. People that shouldn't be getting financed were getting financed. People that shouldn't be getting financed at all were getting financed 5-6 times, right? They had multiple real estate or rental houses or, you know, holdings. And so we always want to look to the lending side of it to try to figure out, is this sustainable growth? Meaning, is the economy growing and the finance keeping up with it? Or is finance via irresponsible finance or unsustainable finance, is that what's creating the growth like it was in the real estate bubble in 07, 08 and 09? Well, so the first thing we want to look at when we're looking at China is we want to look at their banking sector. Remember, I told you that China's economy was right around 10, I believe, $10.5 trillion, a little bit more than half the size of ours. Now, our banking sector in the United States, our economy is about $18.5 trillion in size. And if I remember correctly, our banking sector is about $23 trillion, $24 trillion, which is a little bit high, but not crazy. It's well within line. China, on the other hand. Now remember, they're a little bit more than half the size of us. $10.5 trillion size economy as opposed to $18.5 trillion for us, and yet their banking sector is $35 trillion in size. So their banking sector is about 3.5 times the size of their economy. Now what does that mean? Well, I'll tell you what it means. It means that China's growth rate is sustainable as long as they can keep pushing out debt. When we talk about the banking sector size, we're talking about how many, you know, how many liabilities they have outstanding? How much debt have they issued? You know, what's the total size of their operation? And when you see a banking sector that's that much bigger than the entire size of an economy, it tells us that something's off. Something's bizarre. How can an economy of that size support a banking sector that's that much bigger? Why is the banking sector that much bigger? Well, one of the things we can look at from information that we can gather, which is hard coming out of China because the party still controls a lot of the flow of information. But one of the things that we can see is on conservative estimates, 30 to 40, I've seen estimates as high as 60, but let's call it 30 to 40% of all the loans on Chinese banks' balance sheets are what we call NPLs or non-performing loans, meaning people aren't making their payments. And that rate, of course, is picking up. Those things don't tend to get better. They tend to get worse, right? And so China has answered every single time that this issue has started causing, you know, a problem in the economy. The government pushes out more debt. Just keep covering it up. Just keep throwing cash at the situation. And you're watching their stock market dwindle. You're watching their growth starting to decelerate. And you're seeing it in oil, iron ore. You look at all the raw materials they've been sucking up over the years that they've been pushing up higher and higher because they've got this insatiable appetite. All of those materials are at decade low prices. That's the proof that there's a problem there. Again, does it mean the market's going to collapse tomorrow? No, but it means that even though we're growing slowly, the biggest factor of that growth is wobbly. It's not balanced. We need to keep an eye on that because they are the second largest economy in the world. And I'm telling you, if it is what it seems like in China, that is the thing that keeps me up at night. The biggest concern I have about the global economy and the United States markets is China. And it could become a real problem. As a matter of fact, I don't think it's avoidable. So anyway, that's it on China. We're going to talk about it a little bit more next week because I want to go in more depth. People need to understand what's happening in China because it does impact us much more than at any other time in history. Just because our economies are more globally linked and globally integrated. So anyway, thanks for joining us. Call again, 866-779. Get the free retirement booklet or schedule a risk review. Love to talk to you. We do those risk reviews for free for KTTH listeners. So give us a call again, 866-779-RISK, or go to the website at knowyourriskradio.com. Have a great weekend. We're out of time. Look forward to talking to you next week. Until then, you're listening to Know Your Risk Radio on AM 770 KTTH.
Thanks for listening to Know Your Risk Radio. Whether it's preservation of capital or an aggressive growth strategy, every investor needs a clearly defined risk profile. Schedule your free risk review at knowyourriskradio.com. Tune in next week to Know Your Risk Radio with your host, Zach Abraham, Chief Investment Officer at Bulwark Capital Management.
Are you worried that another market collapse, like the ones we experienced in 2000 and 2008, could constrain, alter, or permanently delay your ideal retirement? If so, give us a call and request our complimentary booklet entitled Common Sense Investing, Removing the Risks from Your Retirement. In it, we'll show you how you can 100% guarantee your retirement portfolio against loss while still participating in market gains. In fact, many of our clients have experienced gains of 30% or more over the past 4 years while being 100% guaranteed against loss. Stocks, bonds, and real estate are all at record highs. And if it keeps going, great, you'll keep going up with it. But if it doesn't, and we're on the cusp of another big crash, your retirement plans won't be affected. Call right now and get our complimentary booklet called Common Sense Investing, Removing the Risk from Your Retirement. And like our most well-known client, Dory Monson, says, go from retirement hoping to retirement planning. So call now for your free copy at 866-779-RISK. Again, 866-779-RISK.